Yeah, I'm a big fan of them. If you get them, you have to shop around. I mean, like the XPR, if you want to get one, you want to get an XPR 5550 or a 5550E. He's not that important. And the DMR quality on it's fantastic. And there's a lot of DMR repeaters around here. I don't know if you're much into DMR, but the 5-1 system covers the whole state. WABRO's got a big tower down south. WHCMC's got a tower, although it's not really. It's like 330 feet in the air, and it covers just about, you know, two counties worth of stuff, maybe three. And you know, but there's a lot of that with it too. But the analog stuff is just great. And like I said, I won't look back. Once in a while, I miss not having the ability to program the thing out on the fly, and or out in the, you know, on the field. But you know, if you throw all the channels and all the zones in there that you think you could possibly run into, it's kind of nice just to go there. And then they, you know, for an extra $150, you can get that that big old school Motorola microphone. When you got a microphone, you got a Motorola microphone in your hand, you've got a microphone. I mean, it is really, really nice. So, and I was over-modulating a little bit earlier, and I think I've got that under control. So, who was the other EAP maybe? Or I forget. Go ahead. I forget your call. I'm sorry.